3 of the Lori and Julia show here on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. My name is Holly. I'm filling in for Donnie. He's on vacation. He'll be back next Monday to tell you all about it. But in the meantime, you should go to our Food for Families broadcast at the Red Rabbit in the North Loop right now, downtown Minneapolis. Lori and Julia are accepting all of your non-perishable goods, benefiting Second Harvest Heartland. So bring something to donate and then bring yourself down for the rosé and oysters that are happening this evening, which sound mighty, mighty delicious from the sound of it.
All right, Chris Casapopoulos, I hope you're listening. Your darling son is getting a t-shirt signed.
Yes.
Here at the Red Rabbit.
There is a party going on under this white party tent downtown Minneapolis. We hope people come and join us at the Red Rabbit, like you just said. Okay, so we came across a story today that neither of us knew. But first of all, let's just start with the craziness. Rebecca De Mornay. When she was filming, a lot of people would say, who is that? Well, she was in Risky Business with Tom Cruise all the way back, whenever that was. She, at the time, and Holly, I don't know if you know this, she was dating
Harry Dean Stanton, my drinking buddy from Dan Tana. Yes.
That's an odd year. He
was 56, Lori?
He was 33 years older. So she was 23 when they were filming. He was 56.
That is old.
He'll be 91 and she'll be 58. And Tom was 19 going on 20, and, you know, she ended up with him, too.
I know. Yeah. But at the beginning of filming Risky Business, she was with Harry Dean Stanton.
Unbelievable. Wow.
That's old. That's a big... Now, that's a girl toy. That's a Barbie.
Yeah, that's a girl toy.
Mm-hmm. It's so, a trophy girl.
Well, the guy, Curtis Armstrong, and you're like, who the heck is that? He played Booger in Revenge of the Nerds. He was in Risky Business with Tom Cruise. And he played Tom's buddy Miles in Risky Business.
Yep.
He's got a new book out coming in a few weeks called Revenge of the Nerd. And, of course, he's got stories to tell about filming that summer in Chicago, summer of 1982. He liked Tom, but he could never get Tom to go out with the guys after work. Tom would always say he had to go back and study his lines and then read the Bible before bed, because in 1982... Tom Cruise
was born again Christian.
I know.
Who knew?
One night.
How many things could he be?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. One night, Curtis came home late to the hotel and found three or four gals and their late teens lined up in the hall outside of Tom's room. He said, "Is there anything I can do for you, ladies?" At that moment, Tom's door opened. Another girl came out. She adjusted her hair. And then she took off down the hall, and then the next girl in line...
And reapplied her lipstick.
...slipped into Tom's room, and he shut the door.
They were studying Bible verses.
Yes, I'm sure they were. And Curtis also remembers that Sean Penn came to the set in Chicago to hang out with Tom. They had done the movie Taps together.
Right.
And Tom normally kept his room very neat and tidy, which I figure he just seems so anal that way, except when Tom showed up. He said it looked like someone had blown up a convention of young 80s actors. Clothes were everywhere. There was a heady scent to the place, you know, a rich musk of dirty laundry, cigarette smoke, alcohol, and young man. I love that smell. They need to bottle it up pronto and sell it.
You know what scent? Okay, so we're here right...
The two of them looked like Calvin Klein ads. They were always in bed or lounging around in their underwear. Tell me more, Booger.
I think we're going to hear more.
Is that a great description of the scent?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Scent came out today, and they were talking about it. Lara and GMA was talking about it. You can have smell like Eau de Rosé. There is a perfume out now, and rosé is the special here, oysters and rosé at Red Rabbit, to smell like rosé. Do you want to smell like
dirty laundry, cigarette smoke, alcohol, and
which would
man.
You prefer? Or would you smell like rosé?
I like rosé with a dash of young manly scent thrown in there, musky.
A little sandalwood.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, now let me.
The sun is coming out.
I know it. Yeah, it's coming out for Lionel Richie
and for the party here tonight
and the party here and the Twin Cities Jazz Fest. People are very relieved.
Right, thank goodness
the sun is coming out. Okay. I just have to do my corny joke of the day.
Okay.
Okay, it's just a corny. So yesterday we learned that the Han Solo movie, which is basically all but directed, it's just got the editing to be done. They fired the two guys who were directing it. They parted ways. And so the person that's taking over the Han Solo, what's left to be directed and the editing, it does seem kind of fitting because 45 years ago, the movie American Graffiti was made with Harrison Ford, the original Han Solo, George Lucas, who came up with that movie and he created Star Wars, and Ron Howard. And Ron Howard is going to be directing the Han Solo. And I had visions of Kathleen Kennedy saying to him, "Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, for God's
help
sakes.
Me." Oh. I'm sorry, oh, I love that corny joke.
She loved it.
"Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, help me." That's kind of cute. I thought it was funny. One lady is laughing. I appreciate it. Anyway,
I'm just looking at everybody that was in American Graffiti. Richard Dreyfuss.
Suzanne Summers was the hot blonde in the Thunderbird.
Cindy Williams.
Mackenzie Phillips.
Yep, Paul LaMatte.
But
Wolfman Jack.
Uh-huh. I mean, it is kind of like full circle because he was the original Han Solo Harrison Ford in that movie. And what's her name? Cindy LaVert from
Cindy Williams.
Cindy Williams.
Yeah, she was in it too.
So cute. Anyway, so he's taking over.
I think that's a good...
There's like a month left of filming, so there is some directing left to do.
I mean, it's amazing how people get fired in the middle of the filming. Must have been dramatic.
I guess Kathleen Kennedy didn't like these two guys, so...
Who's Kathleen Kennedy? Why don't I know who that is?
She's a big... She's produced many, many, many movies.
Yeah. If you were to... Oh, that Kathleen Kennedy. I was confusing her.
Okay, Holly, do you know...
Yeah, well, she's the head of Lucasfilm, and she's made Indiana Jones, E.T. She's worked closely with George Lucas and Steven Spielberg on a lot of their stuff.
A lot of stuff. Yeah. She's been in Hollywood for a long time.
Yeah. All right, got it.
So,
got it.
The Beguiled, which opens tomorrow, which is Nicole Kidman, Colin Farrell, Kirsten Dunst, Elle Fanning. Here's the New York Daily News review. Do you want a big glass of Southern discomfort? The Beguiled serves it up neat and nasty.
Yes.
But they like it.
Yes, I do.
They gave it 4 out of 5
stars.
Did
they really?
Yeah. Yep, they like it. Coppola is a stylish filmmaker, but she's kind of chilly with her subtlety, and this reviewer thought it was just a little bit strange because it is a Southern Gothic, feverish Southern gossip. It is scary. Kind of what happens. It's suspenseful, not scary. Suspenseful.
Look at Lori's looking at me. She's like, Julia, you
Julia
can
won't
still
go to anything called scary. It's
no, if scary is in the name, it's not going to happen. No, The Beguiled, I think that's going to be good.
She said Coppola goes for secret glances, grim dialogue, and Nicole Kidman at her most perfect and repressed. There's plenty of erotic tension as the days
drift by
and the nights drag on.
Oh, yeah.
Kirsten Dunst is terrific, and Elle Fanning is a landmine in laces as the school flirt. And there are lots of creepy thrills, and you're not sure if being trapped in a girls' school with all these lonely ladies is a kind of heaven or a kind of hell.
I want to be trapped with Colin Farrell anyway.
Yeah. Apparently there are some surprises.
I think it would just be both.
Yeah.
I think
you want to be trapped in his silky sleeves, do you?
I don't know.
Wait till you see what happens to him, Julia. You don't know the big thing.
Oh, well, I'm just guessing. I mean, I'm guessing.
No, you couldn't even begin to guess. Holly, do you think Julia could even begin to guess what happens?
No, because I don't know what happens.
Oh, okay, you don't know either.
Oh, then
no.
We can't tell. We are not talking about what happens.
No,
but all
alerts.
I know
Let's
is...
Let's just say it wouldn't be out of place... An American Horror Story.
Ooh.
What happens to Colin Farrell?
Oh,
in this boarding school with all these virginal spinsters.
Is there sex with the sexual tension that's going on? Is some action going to happen?
Erotic tension takes many forms, Julia.
Well, there's sex dear. In the trailer.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Lori just wants to tease me.
I do.
It takes many forms, Julia. Can you guess what they are?
I want you to let your imagination flutter. Okay, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper have wrapped A Star Is Born. That movie has been completed.
Let's
they had a wrap party. It was held at LA's The Village. There were some beautiful drag queens there and Lady Gaga's new boyfriend.
Her manager.
They were kissing during the party. And A Star Is Born, which is a remake of the original 1937 film. And he is making, Bradley Cooper is making his directorial debut in it. And, of course, he plays the alcoholic has-been rock star who helps his girlfriend's career advance. And, of course, Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson, that was the one I loved. And I always just feel so bad that Elvis didn't get to be in that movie. He was supposed He was supposed to be the Kris Kristofferson, and Colonel Tom Parker made him back out of the movie after they had already
offered the chemistry between Barbara Streisand at that point in her life and Elvis would have been amazing.
It would have been amazing because this is 1972 Elvis.
Right. Okay, so you know what I saw, because we're talking about like this remake, and we just really want it to be good. I want it to be good.
I want it to be so good.
We want it to be good, Holly. We're resting everything on it.
I want it to be good, too.
I saw the original Parenthood was on TCM or whatever the other day, and it's with, is it Gary Cooper?
Brian Keith. The Parent Trap?
No, the original one. Not Parent Trap, Parenthood. The original Elizabeth Taylor is the daughter.
Father of the Bride.
Father of the Bride. Thank you.
No
so close.
We couldn't pick
I knew we were going to pick it up.
We tried.
Was it Gary Cooper?
No, it was Spencer Tracy.
Yes. Okay, it is hysterical.
Yeah.
I've never seen the original one. It is absolutely hysterical.
Do they have a Franz in that
They kind
character?
Of do. They go to this big wedding thing and his eyes roll back. Not like a Franz type character, like, but they do have an over-the-top wedding planner and everything. It was, I was shocked, because we talk about remakes, why do we need to make them for different generations? But they're, that,
I'm
why,
up for
we
it.
Love Father
as
of the Bride, too.
As long as they're not like the classics that don't need to be remade, like Dirty Dancing.
Oh, Lori.
I'm sorry, that movie did not need to be remade.
Lori,
how are you going to replace Swayze?
Lori, it was
or
just
Jennifer Grey.
Poorly cast. I think if we would add a different cast, we could
Julia,
have had a different outcome.
It was made for TV. It was never going to be good.
What are you saying?
Dirty Dancing was made for the big screen. You can't shove it in a little tiny box and put it in the corner.
Oh, you can't put Baby in the corner, can
no.
you?
Can't put a big Hollywood
okay,
movie.
Okay, we
in a TV
are at
corner.
Red Rabbit on 2nd and Washington under the big white tent having oysters and rosé wine. We look forward to coming back and having the Dirt Alert with Elizabeth Reese.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
There's always money in the banana stand!
Entertainment.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hello, Elizabeth. We're live at the Red Rabbit.
How's it going there? Rosé and oysters, two of my favorite things.
You know what? It's really fun. People are enjoying the oysters and rosé, let me tell you.
Oh, this is fantastic. I think you guys should have weekly happy hours. It's a good idea.
Tell the bosses.
I will tell them. Hey, bosses, are you listening? Hey, Julia Roberts had a lost dog situation, but the dog is now found and back in her yard thanks to a neighbor and an app that connects everyone in her neighborhood. So it's her chocolate lab, Major. Earlier this month, somebody in Julia's Malibu community found her chocolate lab and then posted the news using the Nextdoor app. Do you guys have that?
Pardon? Say that again?
The app is called Nextdoor, and you can get it to connect with your neighbors. But Julia Roberts is on it, and it's an online social network specifically for neighbors. So this person found the dog and then posted, found chocolate lab. Sure enough, Julia's husband, Danny Motor, responded and got the contact info of the person who found Major, and then a neighbor says that the dog was safely returned. That is, my friends, the top story on TMZ right now.
Wow, it must be a slow news
thing. I know, right?
But you know what? That app is really, that's nice. When my mom lost her dog, we did it on that app, too.
On Nextdoor? On that app? Oh, I might need to do that. That's really cool. So, good thing. They found the dog. He is there. He is happy. He is back home. Oh, gosh, you guys. I mean, I bring it up just because I have to. Bill Cosby is planning the worst idea ever.
Oh, that's exactly what I said about it.
Seriously? Same words?
Yes. It's the worst idea ever.
It's
tell everybody.
It's the worst idea ever. Okay, Bill Cosby is planning to go on a motivational speaking tour. This is, of course, coming just days after a mistrial was declared in his sexual assault trial. Bill Cosby is now planning a speaking tour to warn young athletes and even married men about the dangers of sex crime allegations. I mean, you have got to be kidding me.
There are 60 women in line to sue him.
What?
If there's 60, there's probably 300.
Yes, 100%. This, you're totally right. His attorney or spokesman said to a news outlet in Alabama, we're now planning town halls and we're going to be coming to Birmingham sometime in July to talk to young people because this is bigger than Bill Cosby. They have the gall to try to turn this into Bill Cosby is the victim of 60 women saying that he drugged and sexually assaulted them. You have got to be kidding me.
He really has no moral compass.
You have no moral compass. I mean, there cannot be any sense of right and wrong if you think that this is acceptable behavior, and that his job is to now go warn young athletes about how to avoid getting accused of sexual assault. Give me a break.
Nobody's going to go.
But just the fact that even...
If I were his wife, I would put my foot down.
I thought, disgusting.
Grandpa, you're staying in, at home with me. He's going out on the road to have more opportunity to assault people.
This is exactly right. I mean,
it's his way to get away from his wife.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I know. His wife needs to go on a tour of, like, women need to be careful about if a man offers you pills, don't take them. Cover your drinks. Like, seriously? Yeah. I mean, what a joke. Oh, Bill Cosby, you're going from bad to worse.
Really.
Okay, here's kind of a fun little story since we've been talking so much about Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod and their new romance.
Right.
We all remember the days when she was dating P. Diddy, right? And they were engaged. They were engaged. They never got married.
Were they engaged?
I am 99.9% sure they were engaged.
I never thought they were engaged, but okay.
Oh, maybe. Well, they were together for 2 years. I guess I thought it was longer. So they started dating in 1999. It ended in 2001. Jennifer Lopez later revealed it was because of his infidelity. And Sean Combs, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, keep track of the names, said just recently that she was, without a doubt, one of his great loves. He screwed it up.
Well, he went...
Those two never would have lasted.
No. He was too, at the time, he was...
And when he got arrested, that wasn't good for her career.
It wasn't, and
her manager told her,
get away right now.
Get away right now.
Well, they're talking about, remember that iconic green Versace dress that she wore at the 2000 Grammys?
Yeah.
And he was talking about that, and he said to Entertainment Tonight, he said, I thought it was really going to change the game as far as for her and fashion. I didn't know how big it was going to be, but it was a great moment for her. I mean, that was the dress that is cut so low, it is all the way down to like 3 inches below her belly button.
She looked great in it.
Looked amazing.
She looked great.
I know, but you know what happens, you guys? You look at those pictures of her. She looks better now. She looks better now than she did. It's unbelievable.
I'm trying not to dislike her about that,
yeah,
but
I
don't. I just really want to know what her skincare secrets are.
No kidding.
Oh, man.
Well, she never drinks.
She never drinks.
She eats healthy. She
uses that rose day cream you can get from Whole Foods. It's like Walita or something.
Is that right?
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a rose moisturizer that's available at Whole Foods.
Oh, I'm going to Whole Foods as soon as this broadcast is over.
I know that she uses that. I know that you mentioned this before, but if you're just tuning in, want to make sure that you're filled in on Ron Howard picking up the pieces of the Han Solo film. He is going to be taking over just after a day after the directors of the upcoming movie were fired. Lucasfilm has turned to Ron Howard to steer the Star Wars project home, and so Ron Howard is coming in. He's swooping in. He's going to save the day.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, help me.
You had to get it in there again, didn't you, Lori?
It's cheesy, but it's good. I like it. Michael Kors had a big event at the Met, and anti-fur protesters interrupted him and stormed the stage. They stormed the stage just after his conversation with a former CNN correspondent. It was being live-streamed on Facebook, and then they all got all riled up about using animal fur in fashion and all that kind of stuff. The pictures are kind of alarming. Michael Kors is just, like, sitting there amongst this crowd of people.
Yeah. There's a time and a place for that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I think that's kind of rude.
Yeah, it is. Rude. It's tough. It's tough when people are there for, you know, a different reason. DeMario Jackson not planning to return to Bachelor in Paradise after the controversy.
Okay. Is he not planning to return, or they didn't ask him to come back? I think it's more likely they didn't ask him.
Maybe. There were reports that producers were reaching out, but then there were conflicting reports, Lori, saying exactly what we were saying he was not asked to come back. No. He wants to pursue not a career in reality TV, but a career in becoming some sort of television personality. Way to go, you and everyone else who goes on The Bachelor.
Right.
But he's not planning to return to film Bachelor in Paradise Season 4. He is not going to be part of it. I don't know if Corinne is coming back. That's not really looking good either, but we'll have to see if how they're going to get everybody back there and get shooting and get this thing on the air in August. I don't know.
Well, they're going to do it.
They would have to start. They're going to start filming like right after the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Right. They're totally going to be able to do it.
They're just going to have
around the clock.
Yeah, they'll edit around the clock and get. I mean, it is kind of it's like a low effort operation anyway.
It's all about the editing, apparently, and they have no rights.
Yeah, you're right. Brian Birdman Williams is asking $20 million for his Miami mansion. So there you go. He picked it up for $14.5. You know I love celebrity real estate.
Yeah, I know you do.
It has two wine cellars, a clay pizza oven, and a grand foyer with a 40-foot ceiling. These are just a few of the features that buyers can expect from the property. If you're looking at some Miami real estate, it is unbelievable. It's amazing stuff. Very fancy. But you guys have it just as fancy with rosé and oysters.
We do.
Having a great time this afternoon, right, girls?
We are. I mean, people are having fun, and it is just flat out sunny now down here.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. Like a party. Are you inside or outside?
We're outside under a tent.
Ooh. We're under a big, huge, amazing tent.
That's perfect.
And what's so gay about rosé? That's their pride slogan.
That's the pride.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, it's so cute. And the t-shirts are for sale down here.
Oh, my gosh. As soon as I'm done with this pregnancy, rosé bottles are going to be popping like it's hot at my house.
All right, Elizabeth.
Thanks, girls.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
All right. After Kenny gives us the traffic, when we come back, we've got theories about love and honesty, people.
Those two things do not go together. That's oil and water. So whatever you say, I don't know if I'm buying it. Anyway, let's take a look at our traffic around town. This one sponsored by Mattress Firm. And believe it or not, since it stopped raining, we're actually seeing a huge improvement on northbound 100 between 494 and 694. Only 36 minutes at this point. At one point, it was 1 hour. The southbound side, 694 down to the strip at 26. And 35W, think I'm a little obsessed today. At one point, we had 9 wrecks in the works on 35W between Blaine and Bloomington. Only 5 right now. It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale, and they're celebrating with daily deals. Get a new amazing deal every day, like a free pillow, 50% off mattresses and more, only at Mattress Firm. Our forecast presented by the Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, decreasing clouds, 56 tonight.
It's Jason from Jason and Alexis in the Morning, and if you missed Second Chance Romance, sit back and relax because it was dishy.
So we went out and had coffee at Denny's.
Oh, okay.
Nice. So, Grand Slam. You
know, it was kind of a central location, you know, for us to meet. We talked for, you know, about an hour. It's been like a couple weeks now, and I haven't heard back from her.
I sit down at the table, and he brought a book about the card game Bridge.
Is he 70?
And then we started talking. And that's all he talked about.
Bridge?
Was Bridge, the card game.
What I had, it wasn't a book on Bridge. It was just a scorecard book. It's over a 600-year-old game. I mean, people enjoy the game. It's a popular game, you know.
What are you, Brad? I mean, seriously, do you recruit for the Bridge Association of the World? Like, what is just happening?
Second Chance Romance, Thursdays at 7 and 8:30 on My Talk 107.1.
Am I out of my head? Am I out of my mind? If you only knew the bad things I like, don't think that I can't explain it. What can I say? It's complicated. Don't matter what you say.
Can't explain it.
I can't explain it.
explain it.
I can't explain it either. All we can explain is that we've had a lot of fun. We want to thank Red Rabbit for putting on a great party.
It's going on till 10 o'clock tonight in the tent.
A lot of fresh oysters, a lot of beautiful 5 kinds of rosé, everybody. And the tent's going to stay up, but the sun is coming out.
It's beautiful.
Okay, so remember when we talked about the study that proved that when you swear, if you're in pain, like if you stub your toe or you do something, if you're in labor, I don't know anything about labor, I haven't been in, but when people say swear words, it lessens the pain.
Right. So you say...
If you swear, and they actually did studies...
They did.
...where they had people who were volunteered for this to be hurt. I don't know how they did it, if they pinched them really hard or gave them electrical shocks.
Oh, my gosh.
But what they did is that the people who swore out loud felt less pain than the people who were stoic and grimaced but didn't say anything.
Right.
Okay. So now researchers wanted to see, is love a drug that can ease pain? In other words, can the touch of a person's hand help somebody?
I'm going to say yes. Mm-hmm.
And couples took part in an experiment in which women were subjected to pain, and I guess they had it that way because women go through the worst pain ever in delivering a child.
Yes. And although men think a gallstone is equivalent to it.
Yes. And I've heard my husband bellowing like what a woman in labor would. I thought he was having a baby.
Yes.
He was yelling
yes.
so loudly at the top of his lungs. And then when he did finally pass that little sucker, it was the size of a Morton salt grain. And he
I can see how, darling, I can see why you're in so much
yeah,
pain.
He,
it wasn't even an artisan salt.
Yeah, no, he goes, that is really humiliating. I felt like a tough guy all my life. And then I passed a Morton salt grain, and it brought me to my knees, and he had to get dilated. Okay? And if I'd only been there to hold his hand, here's what they found out. What they found out is that scientists believe that holding hands with someone you love activates a part of your brain, which is associated with pain, empathy, and heart functioning. And When a lover's touch, your heartbeats begin to synchronize and the pain eases. And the one lead researcher, he did get the idea. His wife was in labor.
Mm-hmm.
She was yelling and cussing and mm-hmm. he didn't know what to do. And he just held her hand. And it was kind of, that's where he got the idea. Mm-hmm. I want to try this. So he had 42 couples take place and everybody... When the women, I don't know if they were getting snapped with rubber bands, but when their loved one would start holding their hand, they started calming down. It didn't hurt as much. You feel lower levels of pain.
Mm-hmm.
So the next time someone is hurting, hold their hand.
I totally believe this.
Yeah.
It used to be one of my favorite things to do with that man.
Yeah. They're holding hands.
Oh, I love it.
Also, 2 pints of beer or 2 glasses of rosé. Are work just as good as an aspirin as far as if you really are feeling like you have kind of a headache. If you have 2 beers or 2 glasses of wine, your headache will go away.
So the hangover cure is to drink more?
The blood alcohol of less than 0.8, which is 2 drinks,
okay,
produces a small elevation of pain threshold. So you can take it. You're not feeling it quite as much, but you can still feel it.
All right.
All right. Okay, here's what else I have for you today.
Okay.
This is really kind of a duh and a theory, but it pays to tell the truth in job interviews. Honest people are 4 times as more likely to be hired than the people who are lying in their interviews and lying on their resumes.
How could you sit in front
Julia,
of someone?
I give you Millie...
No,
Harry Connick Jr.'s cousin who I hired, who lied to me in
that
person.
That she could write and submitted her husband's writing.
She lied. I fell for it. I hired her.
It was hysterical.
And it was a disaster.
But can you imagine the stress she must have felt internally knowing she's lying and you're over her?
Right.
Because I remember it wasn't a happy place at that time.
But
for
there
you.
Are thousands of books and lots of advice for people because this is the time of year people are... You know, looking for jobs, if you're a college graduate or you're in high school, the best tip that we can give you today is to be honest. And even if that honesty is, I need this job, I want this job, I'll be good at this job, you have
a
better
chance
of being hired if you're completely honest about your intentions than if you sit and BS about this, that, and the other thing.
Oh, got it covered.
Yeah.
I remember kind of stretching my experience a little bit, but never into an area that I wasn't comfortable with.
Well, the example this research gave was when Anne Hathaway was in The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, yeah.
And she lands a job at an elite fashion magazine, despite admitting she's not skinny, she's not glamorous, and she has very little
interest in fashion.
That's right. And
she wanted to be a writer.
Because people use interviews to figure out if people are fake, because you can fake stuff on an interview. And people just are pretty good at picking up honest intentions from people. And you'll get hired. So it pays. 4 times more likely to land the job, Jules.
Okay. I believe it.
All right. The main reason guys cheat, let's see, I guess availability.
I asked Lori this today.
Opportunity.
Because they can.
They want to. The caveman. No, it's even more simpler. The other person was simply hot and they couldn't resist. That's right.
It's that simple.
The main reason women cheat is because their partner quits paying attention to them, and we're lonely, and we're looking for love and trouble in all the wrong places.
Someone to listen to you, someone to tell you you're fabulous.
No, guys don't cheat because they're unhappy.
No, guys cheat.
And they don't cheat because they don't love you anymore. Honey, she was just simply too hot, or honey, he was too hot. And
no, honey, the other reason, he listened to me.
No, the other reason why guys will cheat, number one, hot. Number two, they hit on me and they were interested and it was just too easy. So
the women hit on the men.
The women hit on the men. That's right. The number one reason women cheat is, the other one isn't paying attention. And the number two reason that women cheat is the other person really was there for them. Oldest trick in the book for somebody to pretend to be interested in you. My God, I myself have pretended to be interested in people to get my way with them. It works like a charm. You can't believe how well that works. I mean, really.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and the survey found that most guys and most gals are most likely to cheat with a friend,
a coworker,
or just some random hot person they meet when they're out.
So it's all about convenience.
Basically anyone.
Yeah.
What,
huh?
What'd you say, Hallie?
It's all about convenience.
That's right. That's right. So anyway, I hope.
But you've learned something.
You've learned something, or maybe it's validated something. And anyway, we're off to see Lionel Richie at 8 o'clock at the Mystic Amphitheater. And if you're coming downtown, the Rosé and Oyster Fest is happening until 10 o'clock outside.
I think it's going to be fun. A lot of pretty people.
Yeah, there are a lot of pretty people here. And we will be right back with our favorite headlines of the day. And the one today, I don't think we've ever had a headline this good and this wrong.
Previously on Jason and Alexis.
Mamacita ended up being one of my favorite characters from Feud. Everyone loved her. And she was played by Broadway favorite Jackie Hoffman. Now, if you don't know Jackie, she's freaking brilliant and freaking hysterical. As demonstrated last night on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. Guess who the other guest was last night with Jackie? Ramona.
Oh my gosh.
Ramona. From Real Housewives of New York.
Jackie, I'm going to give you some examples of some things Ramona has done in the past. Tell me how you would handle them. What would you do if Ramona threw a wine glass at your face and it cut your lip?
I would insist on using her surgeon.
Okay. I use hair and makeup. That's why I've been skinned.
What would you do if Ramona fell asleep during a conversation you were having with her, like she did with me?
I would celebrate my newfound sense of peace.
Bringing you everything entertainment, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk 107.1. This is the Lori and Julia Show with producer Donnie Love on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Gotta let go of all of our goals. We both know we ain't kids no more.
All right, everybody. We are in the final run here at...
Red Rabbit.
Thank you.
Wagyu.
So many fun people are here. And we're at the corner of Washington 10th. Their rosé and oyster party is going to go on till 10 o'clock underneath the tent tonight.
Yeah.
So come down here and have some fun. It's Pride Weekend is kicking off. Downtown Minneapolis, it's going to be rowdy.
It is going to be rowdy. Uh-huh. Okay. Let's get to our favorite headline of the day.
Okay, let's do it.
Here it is. I've never had this headline. It's simply amazing.
Okay, listen up.
Sharon Osbourne's niece sobs after stripper put his penis on her head. Yes, you've heard that right. She revealed she ruined her niece's bachelorette party after a stripper she booked got so out of control. She encouraged the male dancer to get up close with her brother's daughter at the hen party. That's what they call it across the pond.
Yes. Can you even imagine?
She will now never forgive herself for the X-rated stunt that happened.
Why would she?
She said, my niece is a very nice girl. I hired a stripper for her. The stripper came in. Of course, I told him and pointed out who the bride-to-be was. And then he was doing his thing, and then he totally stripped off totally naked. She was at the table, and he went behind her and put his wiener on the top of her head. She had long hair.
Oh my gosh.
He got her hair, and he was wrapping it around his wiener. Oh, my God.
This is being played right now in the restaurant, too. So all the diners are probably like, this is so delightful. I'd like to order some pork loin.
Then he stopped that and stood right at the side of her, and he said, can you tell me what time it is? But he had wrapped his willy around his wrist. She started to cry so bad. She was sobbing and shaking. I had to take her outside. I felt terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
I felt terrible. I ruined her whole party. In 15 years of doing the show, I've never seen a headline.
No, that's a pretty good one.
Like that.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, she also... I guess she's doing press for the X Factor. That's where this story came up.
Right.
She also took aim at women who date much younger men. I guess she's looking at you, Madonna. Insisting that a 15-year age gap should be the maximum between couples. Saying any wider makes her uncomfortable.
Okay, but why
would she... I'm uncomfortable with this story being in with the other story.
But and she, whose husband has been cheated with everyone...
I know.
And for her whole life is giving us advice on the age and the age gap. That's kind of silly.
All I want to know is your niece and is your brother, are they speaking to you?
And are they getting
married?
Will you
be invited to the wedding?
Oh,
I would cry too.
I mean, oh, come on. No. Can you imagine just sitting there and
Well,
flap?
Actually, I'd reach up and make sure I'd feel, what am I feeling? You know, what is that?
Well, right.
Is it?
Did a bird turd on me?
Ew, Julia.
Oh, I didn't even get the. Oh my gosh, that's really bad. I didn't think of that.
Thank you, Holly, for listening.
You're
and
welcome.
Catching that one.
Thank you.
Yes, I did. I caught that one. And the rest of the headlines, I can't beat that, but let's go through them anyways.
Isn't that a good one?
Yeah. Prince Harry on whether any royal really wants to be king. I don't think so.
Yes. Granny has something to say to him today.
I know.
And she's just like going, grandson, I know you want to be for real, but.
I know. Yeah, I know you're into your charity stuff, but you know what? This has been around forever.
She's his favorite.
Oh, of course she is.
Or he's her favorite.
Yeah.
He's the favorite. Don't you think?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she likes them both. I think both those boys have been a big part of her life.
Yeah, I know.
Losing their mom so young.
But Harry's just a little bit more fun.
Because he's the little devil. He didn't have any obligations.
That's right.
He could be naughtier.
What else we got, Hal?
Tracy Ellis Ross likes solo vacations. It's nice to do things on your own.
There you go.
Not all the time.
Busy Phillips defends sweaty selfies. Fitness helps anxiety and depression.
So she did it was National Selfie Day, and I guess she does a lot of selfies after she works out, and people get mad at her and yell at her.
Well, then don't follow her.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't read the comments.
Right.
Haley Baldwin hates being called an Insta model, which is kind of what she is.
I know. I can't stand that one. When, you know, and she was supposed to be on Watch What Happens Live the other night.
Right.
And she canceled, and Sandra Bernhard had to fill in for her. Now, what is Haley Baldwin, Insta model, doing that she's so busy in New York that she can't go and Andy has to call his buddy Sandy?
Exactly.
She is an Insta model.
She's busy complaining about being an Insta model.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's 21 years old. Why would you even complain yet? You're too young to complain about anything.
Never complain.
Never explain. I mean, serious.
Cameron Douglas busted trying to cheat drug tests while on probation, but he gets to go visit Grandpa Kirk.
They did approve it.
He used the Wizenator.
Is that what he used?
Remember that old thing for the Vikings?
Yeah.
That damn Wizenator comes in handy every once in a while. Well, he tried to switch his urine with somebody else and got busted.
Hey, it's a tried and true thing for people who have to be tested.
I'm glad he gets to go visit Kurt Douglas.
They want him. The Kurt and Ann want him to come.
Yes.
Yeah.
Madonna reportedly dating a 31-year-old model. He makes her laugh.
Just like John Travolta used to make, what's her name? Who is he married to?
Yeah. Oh, Kelly Preston.
I mean, Johnny makes me laugh.
She loves her models and dancers, and she likes the sweet spot of like 25 to 30. That's her age range.
Yeah.
I don't
wouldn't be mine.
Yeah, no, I
would want someone I could talk to.
I want someone, I need to be with someone. I like someone my age.
That's
really what my personal preference is. I had one experiment with dating somebody quite a bit younger.
But then the best thing is the younger guy that Lori dated, his friends didn't like her.
Aww.
And so they ended up telling Lori when she was trying to figure out where he was, he's dead.
He died in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, gosh.
No, this isn't me. This is a true story. He did not like me, Holly.
This is a true story, Holly.
Oh.
Well, where is Johnny? He's dead.
Yeah.
What?
I was only like 14 years older than him.
Well, that's
But
fine.
He was 18 and you were 30.
He was 21 and I was 35.
6.
36.
7. 42. All right, fine. The truth is coming out.
Well, speaking of older ladies, younger man, Sam Taylor Johnson's marriage to Erin works better than my last marriage.
Well, we would assume so since you're not married to that guy anymore and you're married to the new guy. It seems like a real no-brainer.
And he was like 20 years younger.
Miley Cyrus.
He's 25 years younger.
Yeah, 25.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus on her sister Noah. I hope people respect her.
She's on social media now, and Miley doesn't want her to turn on. She doesn't want her to read the comments.
Right. We want to thank you, Holly, for everything today. We want to thank Red Rabbit and the team out here. We are just having a great weekend. Everybody have a great Pride weekend. Happy Pride. And we'll be back tomorrow.